For those who don't know me, I am Jane Gray, the youngest of Mamaw's six grandchildren. When Mom asked if I would speak on behalf of the family, it was an easy yes. I am honored to have the privilege to stand here before you today to share about how much Mamaw means to all of us. I'd like to thank Lexington Manor and Baptist Hospice for how well they cared for Mamaw in the last few months of her life. Now I'd like to share a few words from the grandkids. I'll start with Haley, who wrote a short novel, and I will summarize what she said. Hands down, Haley's best time spent with Granny, and she was the only one that called her Granny, but Mamaw didn't care, was spent over morning coffee at the kitchen table. She was always up before Haley and had breakfast prepared. It was clear that Granny knew not to wait on Haley. We're all still waiting on Haley to get there for breakfast, but she would wake up to smell the warm aroma of breakfast in the kitchen. Haley and Granny would spend the next several cups of coffee together just chatting about life. This was time for good conversation, and Granny wanted to know all about what Haley had going on and everything to know about her children. Granny shared stories of being a spouse and a mother, and she loved to tell stories of Haley's childhood and tell stories about Bill, Bonnie, and Glenda. Haley said Mamaw loved to tell about the time that Uncle Bill always invited the football players to the table for a meal. It didn't matter if Uncle Bill only gave Mamaw 30 minutes notice. Somehow, Mamaw could feed the entire football team in a matter of minutes. And the day that he married Aunt Lena was one of her favorite memories. She loved her like a daughter. We all know Haley's favorite story about Uncle Bill was one that she told over and over again, but I can't share that one here with you today. But I just want to say, Uncle Bill, we're glad that you took care of your friend. Haley says that Mamaw used to tell her all the time the story about how Papa expected everybody to be at the dinner table at 6 o'clock on the dot, and that Bonnie was never there on time. And she used to love to tell her how she was always flying by the seat of the pants to get there. Granny always told Haley about how concerned Glinda was about her grades and how often she would have to go pick her up from school if she didn't make 100, and that Glinda would just be crying. Haley says she's more concerned about her own kids' grades to this day, and they laugh. She had so much love for each one of their unique differences. All of these stories are the perfect depiction of the kind of mother that she was in showing love and care for her children and teaching them the Word of God. The love she had for the Lord and her family cannot be put into words, but if you knew her, it was evident. It was also evident in every conversation that Granny and Haley had at the kitchen table. Haley says, "Granny, you will be forever remembered as a strong, faithful woman. You leave a legacy, and I love you." Good thing Brian's up next. Brian tells the story about the time he killed a squirrel in her yard with a BB gun, and she kindly asked him to walk outside and pick out the switch for his discipline. Her demeanor was gentle, but she had tough love when it came to discipline, and they respected her. He cherishes the fact that Mamaw never missed a single football game, and Brian talks about how Mamaw always had food prepared all the time. She made everything from scratch, and everybody knows that we loved her macaroni and cheese. He said, "Thank goodness for Mamaw. She always had my back when it came to getting in trouble with Papaw. She saved Brian from a lot of trouble, and often she covered for him even when she knew he had done wrong." Hayes and Brady said there were too many stories to share and that we would be here for hours, but they loved their Mamaw, and she loved those boys with a tender love and shaped them into the men they are today. Brady tells about the time he misused her credit card. He says he picked it up on a Friday, and he had a little bit too much fun over the weekend. Needless to say, he didn't get any more. He didn't get his tank of gas filled up anymore on the way to Starkville. But Papaw made sure that he had a good time. Morgan enjoyed visits with Mamaw over KFC fried chicken and the local Gladys Burger. She loved those hamburgers. She liked to give him a hard time about being a rebel instead of a bulldog. Just over Thanksgiving, she was laughing about him going to the Egg Bowl, and she got in his face and said something funny about how Mississippi State was going to dominate, and they did. She loved her Bulldogs. Like Haley, I love to talk to Mamaw about how she grew up in the mundane life of being a wife and a mother. Mamaw was filled with joy because she was so deeply rooted in her faith. She knew Jesus loved her, and her love for us overflowed out of that love. She taught me what it means to honor God by serving her family with joy in the simple task of doing dishes, changing diapers, and for me, the countless loads of muddy laundry. She offered me many words of wisdom from such an early age. Our last visit at Thanksgiving was one that I will cherish the most. I'm so grateful for that precious time with her. Even at the age of 93, she could remember details from the time she was 5 years old. And I know that her and Aunt Pauline have a lot of stories to share. We talked about what it was like to grow up on the farm and her memories of her mama churning butter. And she laughed about having to take a bath in the stream because there was no such thing as running water. She said, and these are her own words, "We didn't have much, but we had everything we needed." And that is how our mamaw lived every day of her life, grateful for what she had for that day. Mamaw and Papaw lived a simple but faithful life, and our family is a testimony of their love for the Lord. This has shaped the way that I view all of my life. I saw the love that Mamaw and Papaw had for each other, and they cared deeply for one another. They were kind to each other. They enjoyed being together. Papaw never left home without kissing his bride. On the night he died, he kissed her goodnight and told her she was beautiful and that he loved her. To know that they are reunited in eternity warms my soul. There seems to be a theme about how our greatest memories are shared over a meal at the table, laughing and talking about life. Mamaw was always serving everyone and wanted to be sure that we were taken care of first. We have laughed about how everyone thinks that Walmart pickup is the greatest thing in the world, except Mama and Papa were delivering groceries to people's doorsteps 60 years ago. They served their community. And the Davis children knew that their punishment would be bagging groceries, and apparently Mom, Bonnie, had the most experience bagging groceries, but she really enjoyed it, and she did it happily. She seemed to stay in the most trouble. Oh. Mom, Aunt Glenda, and Uncle Bill are all a testimony of the great love Mamaw poured into their life. And Aunt Lena, she loved you like a daughter, and in the role of a caregiver, you exceeded expectations and loved her unconditionally. You served her like she was your own mother. Mamaw and Papaw raised three confident, wonderful children who love each other with a sisterly and brotherly love like we have never seen before. We got to watch them take care of Mamaw in these last few years since Papaw went to be in heaven. I pray that my boys grow up to take care of me like Uncle Bill did for Mamaw. He cherished her and he honored her. It didn't matter what he was doing. He always answered her calls and he showed up in a heartbeat. She asked her Uncle Bill every morning in the last few months and knew he would be there to feed her breakfast and bring her her mail and even play a game of bingo. Mom and Aunt Glenda drove countless miles to spend time with Mamaw. You see, it wasn't a burden for them. Instead, it was an honor to care for her because of how deeply she cared for them their entire life. We are so blessed to have them as our parents, and they love us in the same way that Mamaw and Papaw love them. And Pastor Keith, you are loved by Johnny Davis. If she could be here today, she would tell everybody in this room, "Now that's my pastor." We thank you for sharing the gospel with her and always praying with her. And she could have gone several hours without talking, but if Pastor Keith came in the room, she said, "He always prays for me." When it was time for her to draw her last breath on this earth, she was surrounded by Bill, Bonnie, Glenda, Aunt Lena, and her grandson, Hayes. They each had the chance to hold her hand and tell her how much they... Hayes's words, which will be his greatest memory, were that, and Hayes's words were the last for her to hear before she took her last breath. And he said, "We love you, and when you get to heaven, tell Papaw hello from us." And then she drew her last breath. Our hearts ache, but we long for the day when we will be together again, laughing at the table, just like the good old times. We love you, Mamaw.
Thank you, Jane. I have to kind of compose myself after that a little bit. Johnny Davis is 93 years old. It's a long life, isn't it? Cherished grandmother and great-grandmother, and she went home to be with her Heavenly Father peacefully around family on Thursday, December the 13th. Born in Ebenezer, Mississippi on August 22nd, 1925, to Nina and James Rogers. She was a lifetime resident of Lexington, Mississippi, where she was an active member of First Baptist Church and faithful member of her Sunday school class. By the way, she always will ask about her Sunday school class when I went to see her too. And I asked them if somebody brought her a Sunday school book, and she said, yeah, she always had a fresh... fresh Sunday school book that Edith or someone would bring. She and her husband, Johnny was best known as a homemaker, but worked at Weathersby Chevrolet, Frank Hughes accountant, and Holmes County Hospital. She and her husband, AJ, owned Davis Volunteer and served with many with their groceries being delivered at the doorstep. Also a member of the Eastern Star. She was so proud of her family, loved spending time with them, and enjoyed so many activities of her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Throughout her life, she demonstrated love, kindness, great selflessness, and a strong, sustaining faith with her Lord. Preceded in death by her husband, AJ, on May 13th, 2012, they shared 66 years of marriage to each other, leaves behind her three children, Bill Davis and wife Lena, Bonnie Davis, husband Gray, but Davis Wiggers, and husband Gray, Glenda Davis, Branscombe, and Ray. Six grandchildren, Haley, O'Reilly Woodward, husband Davis, Brian Davis and wife Anna, Brady Davis and wife Kara, Hayes O'Reilly and wife Lindsay, Morgan Wiggers, Jane Gray Bledsoe, and Ellen. Great-grandchildren Ella Wesley, Lucy Davis, Whitney and Amelia Davis, John Davis, Anna Kate Woodward, James David, and Seth Bledsoe, Nolan Hayes, and Southern O'Reilly, and Anna Duke, a beloved sister, Pauline Bain from Greenwood, Mississippi, and a host of nieces and nephews, and many, 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 many friends and other loved ones for that. I'd like to take you to the scripture that I'm going to share from in just a few moments. It's John chapter 14. It says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, and where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." May God bless the reading of his word.
Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share a song on this special day.
Amid the trumpets play and the angels sing every sweet refrain of amazing grace, and that heaven's hands opened up the gate, and the children danced when they saw your face. As happy as they were to see you coming, I was just as sad to have to watch you go. Oh, but knowing what I know about heaven, believing that you're all the way home, knowing that you're somewhere better, is all I need to let you go. I can hope that I can pray you back, somewhere life and love never ends. Oh, knowing what I know about heaven. Where every single voice makes a joyful noise, how sweet the sound when the saints rejoice. To every broken heart and every wounded soul, new life begins on streets of gold. With every tear that's raining here from our eyes, I know the sun is shining where you are. Oh, but you're all the way home, knowing that you're somewhere better, is all I need to let you go. I can hope that I can pray you back, but why on earth would I do that when you're somewhere life and love never ends? I know about heaven.
Thank you, Robert. Mom, Mamaw, Mama, or Haley's granny. Haley, you're being picked on today, aren't you? It's okay. Those are all names that you had for show your affection for Johnny Davis. I usually called her Miss Davis. What a wonderful long life of over 93 years that she had with us and the wonderful family that she founded, all seated right here. And here we are. That's what she said to me the first time I visited her in the nursing home. Walked in the room, she's sitting over there in a chair. She said, "Well, here I am." And I told her that it was going to be all right. It's going to be all right. She really, really loved her family. I'm sure that leaving was not what she wanted to do at all. But as we all know, these old bodies wear down. It gets to be impossible to remain in them. For those who know Christ, we start longing for our heavenly home where He is, where we really know everything will be all right. It would be all right because Jesus promised His followers that He would go and prepare a place for them, a new and different and better place, a place called heaven. Heaven is a real place. As sure as you and I are sitting here this afternoon, heaven is real. Heaven is not a figment of anybody's imagination. It's not a state of mind. It's a real place created by God for His people to dwell with Him forever. And that's where Johnny is today. As Hebrews 11:10 said, heaven is a place whose architect and builder is God. In that city, Jesus prepares a place for His followers. It's a great and grand place and very welcoming place for weary travelers on this earth. And I understand that more and more the older I get. Jesus told us that if He goes and prepares a place for us, that He'll come back and get us again one day. And He'll take us there to be with Him so that where He is, we will be also. It's a promise that Jesus made to all those who trust Him and follow Him as Savior, that where He is, that is where we'll be one day. You know, when Jesus spoke that promise to His disciples, it must have really lifted their hearts out of the murky waters of despair, because they knew the time was coming when Jesus would physically leave them, when He would go to the cross. And when He went to the cross, they likely felt abandoned all those days between the cross and the resurrection. But Jesus didn't forget them, and He didn't abandon them. He didn't forget the promise that He made to Johnny, Miss Davis. And if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior today, He's not forgotten about you either. Or He hasn't abandoned you. By the way, you know Jesus can be your Savior right now. He can be today. Jesus went to prepare a place in heaven for Johnny and for us who know Christ like she did, and all those who will know Christ from this point forward. The tools that Jesus used to prepare that place is not like hammers and nails that we think of today, but He prepared the place with a cross and a grave. He laid down His life for our sins, and He rose again from that grave and gives us eternal life. I believe Miss Davis would want me to tell you those things today. She wants you to know the Jesus that she knew. And I was around her enough to know that she knew Jesus. She knew Him very well. So when the Lord called Miss Davis home this past Thursday morning, He called her to spend eternity with Him in her new home. that he began preparing for her, I believe, the day that she trusted him as Savior. Heaven is a great place where Johnny Davis is made whole again. Whole again. No sickness, no suffering, no pain. But the greatest part about heaven is the fact that Jesus is there. And she can behold him with her own eyes. Eyes that see very well, ears that hear perfectly. Johnny is there. And if you know Jesus, you'll be there one day with her. And I urge you today to know Jesus like she did. To know Jesus is a matter of confessing to him that you're a sinner, and the Bible says we all are. And so I urge you today to confess your sin to Jesus and accept the sacrifice that he made for you on the cross, like Johnny did many years ago, I'm sure. Many years ago. It's very evident by this family that's sitting in front of me today that she passed that on. It's not the fact that they're Christians because she was a Christian. She told them and nurtured them and demonstrated the life to them, and then they trusted Jesus. That's how it works. And so receive Jesus as your Lord today. I look forward to one day being reunited with her and my parents and grandparents and different ones that have been gone for a while now. And I look forward to that day. Heaven is a great place. Like the song that Robert just sang, wish we could call her back, but why? Why would we do that? No reason why. Other than we just urge to be there with her one day. All right? Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for being here with us today through such a difficult time. We're so grateful to hear all of the joy and the good things that Johnny did throughout her life, what Jane shared with us, Father. Help us now as we continue. Help us, Lord, to walk strongly with you, knowing that Johnny's with you, and we can hold that near and dear in our hearts till we see her again. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.